This week, for the first time, over 1,000 scientists from 153 countries formally removed all uncertainty and said the Earth is in a, quote, climate emergency. The report, published Tuesday in the journal Bioscience, underscores efforts by local officials to prepare for the effects of climate change. In this edition of Planet 808, we'll talk with a Honolulu water expert about what we can expect. Barry Usagawa is Water Resources Program Administrator for the Honolulu Board of Water Supply. We're catching him just after a learning trip to four inundated cities on the U.S. East Coast.
One thing we're lucky is that when we were in Miami in Charleston, it was a king tide, which is the highest tides of the year. And so it's a dry day, no rain, and they're driving through 1 foot of water.
That's sea level rise. Usagawa and other Hawaii scientists and public officials were on a mission to discover best practices in cities that are already coping with flooding.
And that's what I was there for. I wanted to understand, how did they lift their streets? Because we're going to have to do that in a couple of decades.
Usagawa points out not just water, but sewers, drainage, power, telecommunications are also under the streets.
And so we visited an area on Purdy Street in Miami where they lifted it about 3.7 feet. And they installed new drain pipes, and then they routing all the drain pipes to these huge stormwater pumps that pump the water out at high tide. All of their electronics are elevated above flood levels. They're designing their buildings with flexible first floors.
According to Usagawa, the areas most in danger for water inundation on Oahu are the urban core, Waikiki to Mapunapuna and Makiki and Lower Kalihi streams. There are already seasonal wave run-ups.
Right now, they're encroaching into Waikiki Beach, into the hotels, and so they have a whole room full of sandbags that they just bust out, right? Keep the water out of lobbies and stuff. But you're going to see beaches eroding more.
This is not going to get better. Hawaii's looking at sea level rise over 3 feet by 2050 and 6 feet by the end of the century. Usagawa says at two flooding incidents a month, that's when people may get more willing to pay. And this will be expensive. Until then, planning and coalition building across departments and constituencies is key.
In fact, I was at the Alawai Flood Mitigation Alternatives meeting last night at Alawai Golf Course, and they had a whole host of ideas just from the community, just thinking about it, underground storage, green infrastructure, things we're already kind of thinking about, but they also are. It was very motivational. There was a lot of momentum. The thing is to actually pick the best of the ideas and give it a try,
Usagawa says Hawaiian culture is a strong base for moving forward because it involves values and personal responsibility to the community.
Sea level rise is so huge that you cannot do it alone, so you have to work together. There's no way around that.
What's urgent now, says Usagawa, is adaptation guidance for development to prepare for what scientists know is coming. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.